Hello, everybody. It is Monday, July 26th, 2021. It is 8:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm a little late tonight. I had to hit the lake because it was really hot here in Ontario. And the lake is warm. And then I thought, well, I don't have a lot to say, so maybe half an hour will be good enough tonight. Do a little administrative work. I should really start getting some guests on. I've asked a few people to come on, but I never really followed up too much because it's really hard to coordinate and get someone on exactly in the evening. But I do have a few people I want to interview. I actually sent an email to Canuck Law, whose blog I really like, and she's doing yeoman's work here on the COVIDian cult takeover. And I asked her if she's interested in coming on for maybe 10 minutes every show just to read or explain her latest blog post. Because even though she's a regular on Race to the Bottom, which I did link to on savechat.fakeologist.com, she doesn't speak a whole lot on that podcast. There's two other guys, and when there's more than two people, it's really hard to get in your point. But I thought maybe she could come over to Fakeologist just for the odd check-in or report. So maybe she'll do that. I don't know. Now, I have fakeologist.com/live. That's where I do my broadcasts. And FakoTube is my video site. I do stream live over there on FakoTube. And actually, just let me bring up my chat. I forgot to look in the chat last time. And of course, there was a message in the FakoTube chat last time. So let me take a look here. And I see, yeah, Bing is in the chat tonight. So I'll say hello to Bing, unless this is an old window. I think it's a new window, though. So I think Bing is in there. Hello, Bing. Welcome to the FakoTube chat. And, of course, I'm also on YouTube, DLive, Twitter, Twitch, and I think that's it. Where else am I? Let me just look here. And FakoTube. Now let's just see quickly if there's anyone in the Discord. Anyone in the Discord? I don't see anybody. Let's see if anyone came into the Discord. If you want to take a look at the Discord, you go to fake11.com/Discord. And then you can join in on the chats, or you can call in if you want to call in tonight. You can call me at 902-400-1984 or in the States, 810-666-1984. I'm only going to go for about half an hour tonight just to let you know about a few things on the Fakeologist channel. The latest implementation I put in are comment mentions. Now, comment mentions are fun. It's like Twitter. You can tag somebody that's on the Fakeologist website membership list. And all you do is type an @. As a matter of fact, let me try. So here's a comment mention. So we'll leave a reply here. Now I'm logged on as myself, obviously. We can do a test and say, this is a test. Let me know if you got an email. So I'll type in Mism. Let's see if she comes up. Where's she, Faye? Let's see if it works at all. Is it even going to work? Oh, there we go. So there's no Faye there. So how about an ounce of salt? So if you start typing the @, and then you can see, so we have an ounce of salt. So I can tag him. And actually, Ann Spinwall, I remember her. She was an interesting guest. Let's try exoteric. Esoteric. No. Exoteric, yeah. How about El Buggo? Remember El Buggo? I got a lot of members from 2012. This is sort of a good way to, I guess, reveal all the people on my site if you had the time to go through it. Let's try, is Marcus on here? Marcus. Yeah, Marcus Allen is here. Let's see if he gets the email. This should be interesting. There you go. See how it populates that? It's kind of fun. We could try Benoit. Is he on here? No. Ben the Rat. Who's Ben the Rat? Benoit. What's his, what's the other name for Benoit? I forget now what his other name is. Anyway, I'm trying to get more people to use the blog than use the Discord. Because this way I can save it. Can't remember what Benoit's other name is. Oh, well. Anyway, so that's the little test there. So if you do all those tags, we'll try Mrs. Fakeologist. I think she's on here. Actually, Matt. There's Mrs. Fakeologist. And we'll try Matt. Matt is another oldie. Oldie, but a goodie. She was great. I had her on for one broadcast way back in the day. If you want to look at my old archives, go to fakeologist.com/audio. Okay, so I'm going to send that test message now, and they should all get emails that they were mentioned in a comment. You can also, there's also other ways to follow the comment. Now, if you click here, it's supposed to show the different comments that these people make, but I don't know if that works. You click that, an ounce of salt per day. No, it won't find anything because he's not an author. So that's sort of a bug in the link system. So if we want to see past comments, we go to blog and latest comments. And then you can see all the latest comments, and it makes it easier to find them. Okay, so I'm not quite sure the order of these comments. I have to, that's a sort of another bug in this little plugin here. But you can see some of the latest comments. And I think it goes from, yeah, I see what happened. So this is the latest comment from a page down here. And then it starts here with the latest comment from me. Okay, so then we go this way. And then, so it's the latest five comments. I think I'm going to switch that, actually. I'm going to switch that. Let me just take a quick peek here. This is sort of an online review of the blog and some of the back end of it. Hello, Pepper. Hello, Jungle Jim. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And once more, let's just check the FakeoTube chat and see if anyone is on there chatting. And where are we here? No, not there. Nope, nobody said anything tonight. I think Bing is on there. It says Bing is live on there. Let's just take a look. Yep. It says Bing is on there, and that's it. This shows you all the people that are registered but are not online tonight. Okay, here we go. Well, let's look at the blog tonight, see what we got there. Let's actually go to FakeoTube. I'm all over the place today. What did I post on FakeoTube? I don't think I posted anything really today, did I? 7 hours ago. No, this isn't old. Let me refresh this page. This is old. Hello. I know I posted stuff today. Okay, we'll play Marcus's latest video. He actually found out that the French farm vehicle with the big poo tank spraying poo or manure on the on the president's house was from a few years ago. So much for that. So much for that being current. So we'll take a look at Marcus's while I check something here.
There's a video on Twitter that's going viral. It shows a disgruntled farmer spraying liquefied manure on the president of France's house. But the truth is, this video has nothing. nothing to do with protesting draconian lockdowns. Because right now, it's in the middle of summer in France, yet everyone is dressed for winter's day. And sure enough, we see this video was posted on YouTube over 6 years ago. Trust me, I wish this kind of outrage really worked. But the truth is, all this protesting is not stopping the train. It's full speed ahead for the rich jerks who are squeezing us into their new way of living. Agenda 21, which is now called the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, marches on with no end in sight. These rich jerks who rule over us are telling us what's to come, and that is, we're never going back to normal.
Or the new normal.
So what is the new normal like?
There will be a new normal.
And a new normal.
New normal.
The new normal.
A new normal. And
this is the new normal.
Our new normal.
A new normal.
This new normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
Into the new normal.
This will be the new normal.
Until we get almost everybody vaccinated, we still won't be fully back to normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
This new normal.
To a new normal.
That's the bad news. Here's the good news. We can go back to the carefree life of the good old days, no longer feeling lonely and hopeless. Living a safe and secure life, for sure. Without protesting, without getting angry, without going in and out of lockdowns, and without hurling cow shit onto empty government buildings. I say we fight back in a smarter way. And win. How? We escape their new normals. Check it out at www.escapethenewnormal.com.
All right, that's Marcus's latest video. And what else we got tonight? Yeah, there's a lot of videos that are circulating without dates, and if you didn't know, you could be fooled by them. And the poo thing was one of them. There was another one today about the United Nations in Salt Lake City, setting up a building or being in a building and making it international territory. But I got a message on Telegram that was from a few years ago as well, so it's not current. Although it is still an interesting video. I didn't post it. But that's what you got to be careful with, that you're not fooled. Now, Xyloflex, and by the way, let me go to the donations now that I think about it. Go to fakeologist.com/donate/donors. And Xyloflex, who is a great supporter of the blog, he just chipped in another $50, which I appreciate immensely. Thank you. And there's quite a few people that are monthly donors. 9/11 to be sure. John R. is $10. And we also have some 9/11 donors. I want to just say thank you so much to Waterman Chris. Go find the others. IPS, whose blog I am a big fan of. It's called Dark Matter Radio. His audios are fantastic. It's definitely in my top 5 audios to listen to. I used to be on the Dark Matter Digital Network, but I think he's changed it again, so I don't think I'm on there. But Tim has so much of his own content, he doesn't really need me on there, so I think the apostasy thing is gone from there as well. That was johnlebon.com. So he's not there either. So Tim is always changing his schedule. I don't know what he's doing. He's always starting a new website. But still, I recommend his stuff. It's fantastic. Well, thanks to IPS, Rod Jenkinson, Ophalus, Lost Spider Phallus, Bing, Gary G., John Van G, he's been a long time donor. Thank you so much. Buck Cherry, DB User, Christian S, Lloyd Miller, and Truth34. We got Mike D, Sky Larkin, Original Simulant, William S, Toby's Freedom, Reality Decoder, Dirty Benny, Traina, Pete Tarou, Veritas, Keith P, 400 Galloway, and a bunch of $1.19. I'll read them quickly. John F, Jupilus Jepsis, Bridget C, Michael D, Ed C, Darren F, Ann R, Jan again, Hoax Syndicate, Matt H, Todd P, Matthew K, Mark T, David M, James S, Top Notch Energy, Nathan and Ezza. So thank you so much, guys, for inspiring me and keeping me going. I appreciate that. Now going back to savechat.fakeologist.com, I'll just I'll just make a note that all the southern governors who are supposed to be the guys that were going to get us out of this mess, they have all flipped now, including this governor who looks like Jonathan Winters, and you can just listen to this.
I want folks to get vaccinated. That's the cure. That prevents everything. Why we want to mess around with just temporary stuff? We don't need to encourage people to just go halfway with curing this disease. Let's get it done. And if we know what it takes to get it done, let's get it done.
That's the governor, Kay Ivey of Alabama.
So I'm telling you, it's safe. It's effective. It's, the data proves that it works. It doesn't cost you anything. It saves lives.
What about those students who are too young to be vaccinated and are returning to school in a few weeks? Are you recommending for them to wear masks in class?
That's left up to every school in the district to make that decision.
All right, and we've got time for one final question right here.
We talk about, you know, the vaccine saving lives, but Alabama still is last in the country when it comes to vaccination rate. Besides, you know, this emotional plea you just gave us, what is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. We're supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that make us think.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. I can encourage you to do something, but I can't make you take care of yourself.
Governor, all right, we're last question right here.
One quick unrelated COVID question. You might have heard there's a city councilman in Tarrant who used the N-word during a council meeting. There's calls for him to resign from office.
There you go. So shots in arms. She is of Alabama, the southern state, and she is just like this guy, Ron DeSantis of Florida.
So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so
that's a lie. It's a flat out lie.
These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
That's a lie as well. They're not vaccines as well. Plus, the original claim was they were 95% effective at lessening any symptoms, which include cough, sneezing, wheezing, fever. 95% effective in lessening those symptoms. How you measure less cough, less sniffles, less fever in a meaningful way is impossible. But that's the only claim. And you see, as they move the story down the line, people forget all that. Nothing has changed. They haven't modified the quaxines in any way. So it's the same old injection. And no claims have been changed by the pharmaceuticals. And it's still an experimental biological injection. The PCR amplification process that they call a test, that is also the same old thing, only allowed under emergency use authorization. But it's not even a test. So everything he's saying is a lie.
Mortality in nursing homes since we rolled out the vaccines in December is down over 95% due to COVID. Mortality for elderly people since we rolled out the vaccines is down nearly 90%. And so we're proud in Florida that we put seniors first on that because they were the most vulnerable. We have 85% of our seniors that are vaccinated and about 75% of folks over the age of 50. We have no mandate. We've provided information to people, and we've been very honest about any data that comes out. And I can tell you that if you look, you are seeing people that are vaccinated. For whatever reason, some, I think, can test positive if you're vaccinated. But they don't get seriously ill.
For whatever reason. I have no idea what the reason is because I'm just a governor, not a doctor. But I'm going to overlook that fact that exact statement that I just made, because it doesn't matter.
Well, except maybe rare instances. There's always one-offs on stuff. But I can tell you in Florida, your chance of surviving if you're vaccinated is close to 100%. And so we've worked very hard to get those.
And also your chances of surviving without a vaccine are about 100%.
Vaccines into all our elderly communities and give it to other folks who could use it. Obviously, when you talk about some of the younger folks, the uptake has been less. I think that the distribution was very effective that we did, and I think we had a lot of good uptake on the Johnson & Johnson in March and into April. We have saw a noticeable decline in J&J when they pulled it back because of the FDA. I think it was a huge mistake. I said so at the time, and I think that that sent a message that maybe this is not something that that they should be doing. I think that's been unfortunate because I took it. I think it's effective.
Yeah, so you took it, so we should all take it, because you're a politician, and we should take advice from a politician as to what to stick in our bodies. Yeah, so it looks like all the southern states, like, that's the thing you got to realize. All these guys are on a script. The script comes out of Johns Hopkins by way of the WHO. In Canada, it's the Paul Dalla-Lana School of Public Health. In London, it's the London School of Hygiene. This is all a script. And it's synchronized around the world. We only pay attention to our immediate provinces or states for the most part. We're not really looking around the world as much for the exact timing. But you can bet that this is the week. This is the period of time now where they're ramping it up, where they're going to start blaming the unvaccinated for everything that ails them. This is sort of a dark time that I wanted to mention to everyone, and you really have to man your positions and be very strong and man your positions in this case, because the pressure is going to be intense. You're going to be basically blamed for everything that's going wrong with the numbers. And the numbers are all simulated as well. People really have to understand that. I know it's hard, but you really have to understand that I just updated the comments here. So the latest comments are, oh, I see what's going on. Interesting. Let's see. I got to turn that off. Okay, so those aren't the latest comments. Those are the earliest comments. I'm going to have to flip that around. I'm just playing a little bit, guys, with the system here. All right, I'm going to have to tune that one up. That didn't work. That little tweak didn't work. All right, let's go back to FacoTube and see what's going on there. All right, here. Any questions from the Vox Populi here? All right, we got Stupid saying, yeah, they're lying. Yeah, that's for sure. You got it, Stupid. Yeah, for sure. They are definitely telling fibs. But all the numbers are simulations. It's all part of a very long-term plan to make vaccinations a regular part of your life. They're going to make it very difficult, I would say, right down to the grocery store in the future. And they're never going to force the vaccinations, I don't think. But they are just going to make things difficult. Difficult for you. So let's go back to FacoTube and see what I posted there. Give me a second here. Let's see what else we got to say here. All right. I posted a really good video by this guy. I think his name is, what is his name? Something Halliday. Brian Halliday. He's something McEwen. I think this is the same guy. And I'll play a bit of this. This is quite interesting regarding how they're
hello,
and welcome manipulating
to Truth. This is episode 240. In this episode, I want to explore something with you Since the very start of this great scam and everything else it's going to turn out to be, I've been looking at it and trying to work out, why does it feel to me like people are walking around in a trance or under a spell or an incantation or something like that? And those are the words and the feelings that I was getting from this. Last night, I got an email from a man called Brian that shed some considerable light on something that has been going on, and I wanted to share it with you. And he sent me this email. I've been a professional hypnotist for 25 plus years and used to be a full-time stage hypnotist. I was shocked when the pandemic first kicked off, as I realized the government were using almost the exact same techniques I was using working theaters. A few months ago, I did a Facebook Live breaking down the psychological manipulation used. You might find it interesting. I did find it very interesting, which is why I wanted to share it with you, and I'd suggest it's something you might want to have a good look at and maybe share it with other people as well. And I hope it sheds some light on how people's behavior is being manipulated so that we can also take steps to interrupt these patterns and break this spell that is being cast across us. You guys are amazing, and I'll see you in the next video. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Right, so COVID propaganda and hypnosis exposed. I'll talk a little bit about that while a few more people are jumping in. And the reasons I wanted to put this presentation together tonight was because when this all kicked off about a year ago, I was absolutely amazed to see. I couldn't believe what was unfolding before my eyes. From the very first moment this media campaign kicked off, it was obvious to me that the government were using the exact same tactics and techniques that I had been using in my stage hypnosis shows way back in the early 90s. In fact, for the first couple of days, I was walking about with a huge grin on my face, and people were the opposite. They were full of fear and terror. And in actual fact, I got attacked with a few friends who thought I was actually smiling at people's distress. But in actual fact, I just couldn't believe what was unfolding behind me. So that's the first reason why I want to put this presentation together, because I want to share it with you, with everybody. The second reason I want to put this presentation together is because this last year and a half has caused so much anxiety, so much suffering, and I've seen it in groups, I've experienced it personally with friends and family, I've seen it all around me that it's tearing us apart. This COVID propaganda is tearing us apart, and a big part of it is the divide and conquer. And so the second outcome I'm hoping to get for you tonight is, by understanding how this propaganda works, it allows you to be a little bit more detached and relaxed, and it stops you. I want it to be able to help you to heal this division between you, your friends and your family, or at least calm it down a little bit and have a little bit more control of your lives. So that's the two reasons why I want to do this. Before I do it, so why should you listen to me? So I'll tell you a little bit of my background. I've been involved in hypnosis. Well, I've been interested in hypnosis all my life. I first started learning how to hypnotize when I was about 10 or 11 year old from a little book I got out of the back of a comic strip. Had about two or three pages in it, and I would go to school and get into a lot of trouble trying to hypnotize my friends quite badly. When I also went to art college when I was about 18, and when I left, I worked in advertising for quite a few years as a freelancer. And what I would do is I would be a visualizer, and my job was to go in and work with the art directors and the copywriters and help them produce the really slick presentation materials so they could go out and pitch and get win the big contracts. So, for example, I would do storyboards for TV commercials. I would do storyboards for print ad campaigns, that kind of thing. And way back in the old days, we didn't have computers, so it was all done with magic markers. It was all done by hand. But I didn't get into stage hypnosis.
All right, definitely listen to the rest of that. This was, Xyleflex found this for me. This is an hour and a half. The original thing I posted a few days ago, where was it here? It was about 45 minutes. Somebody clipped that and put it up there. Where is it here? I know I put it here somewhere. Right, this one here was 45 minutes. There's actually 12 people watching that one now. It's getting a lot of views, so it's quite good. But this is the whole interview right here, and that was brought into another show, fortheloveoftruth.co.uk. That's another truther I'd never heard of as well, so I highly recommend that. Okay, let's just go back to the blog and see if I put anything else that I want to talk about quickly tonight. As I said, this can be a short show tonight. I just wanted to check in, say hi, let you know about the comment mention feature. Okay. So we got the French thing. So Marcus broke that down. I'll have to put a link to his latest video there. Marcus was on last night. I strongly suggest you listen to that show. It was a good show. And FecoTube seems to break the show into two when it goes over 90 minutes. So that one went over 90 minutes. So that's what that is there. That's why it's in two parts. And, okay, we have a comment on this one. I did a post where they said a 33-year-old pro-vaxxer was going on and insulting people that didn't take the jab. And he said, you're going to kill people. And then a few months later, we hear that he dies. So I think it's just atrocity propaganda myself. So let's look at the replies to that post if we could. Come on, guys, let's bring that up. Let's go. I'll bring up the replies to that. Oh, this is funny. Somebody named Randyism said he has a GoFundMe page and it's stuck at $33,000. Isn't that funny? Now, does that make any sense? Yeah, it's been stuck for a couple days. The last donor was 2 days ago. Let's see the top donations. All anonymous. Okay. So do we think this is real? Is this a real story? Very suspicious. Lots of 33. Yeah, 33 is the hoax code. Sorry to say, guys. It's a hoax code. Most people don't understand that. We understand that. And lots of, as Marcus was saying yesterday, sorry for your loss. Da-da-da-da-da. These could be real people, some of these people, because lots of people donate, apparently, to sad stories. But 33 is the hoax code, or multiples of 11, for sure. For sure. So we'll go back here. So that was a good comment. And, yeah, pretty good. Yeah, the comments have been on fire since I opened them up, so I... Obviously, that was a good experiment, making the comments easier to put up. So that worked out real well. I'll just look at the comments for hypnotic propaganda. Let's see what people have to say. Let's take a look. Okay. Napoleon says, it reminded me of the circus or that gypsy fair that came to town. Flood the place first with posters, with gaudy clown posters all over the shop, and let's face it, the circus has definitely come to town. Yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely, Napoleon, for sure. And that's what he was talking about in this video here.
I got to the point where my mom needs
Oh, yeah, Dirty Benny, thank you for this link. He posted the link to Brian Halliday on the Truth podcast, so thanks a lot. Appreciate that. That's what it's all about. Sharing links. I don't find these things myself. I really rely on people to send me email, put comments. Oh, yeah, I meant to go, I think Dirty Benny. Is it Dirty Benny? Or let's see. Somebody made a good comment on fakeologist.com/forums2. So let's just go there now. fakeologist.com/forums2. And if you want to be on that one, let me know. I'll register you. Let's check the notifications. New topic. Okay, I meant to read this. This is by Dirty Benny as well. So anytime you want to start a new topic, then do it over on the forums here. And don't forget, you can use Tapatalk on your mobile to read the forums. What does he say here? Why are they so hell-bent on vaccinating you 3 months later? Yeah, this is a great point. I propose that Steffers from Peace of Mindful and Allison McDowell have now answered this question. Their diligent research has shed light on the true agenda, not found on the Agenda 2030 or WEF page. So let's look here. From one of her comments, to reiterate, despite the increasing number of deaths reported from injections, I still maintain that these injections, potentially graphenated but at the very least laden with nanoparticles, are meant to accomplish meticulous biosurveillance strategies as well as full-spectrum remote control. Oh, I see. Allison McDowell tweeted, all a grand experiment to tweak graphene dosings towards biocompatibility for the Internet of Bodies as they push us down the transhumanist road. Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite sure I agree with that. I really am not. I think I made my point pretty clear. They want everyone tracked and traced. And the best way to monitor people and have them keep checking in is to threaten them. And the threat is, if you don't get the quaxine, you're going to lose privileges anyway. That's the main thing that people are afraid of. You're going to lose privileges. You're going to lose your ability to participate in society. But the main reason they want to basically have a digital identity, number one, they want to verify it's you. So everywhere you go, all your interactions, including the internet, will be tracked. You'll have to log in with your ID. It'll be a worldwide ID, so you can be tracked all around the world. They want to incorporate your digital wallet, your finances with this ID. They want to put your medical records with this ID, so it follows you wherever you go. They want to put your social credit score with this ID, which will control your behavior. And is there anything else? They want to control your movements based on your need to go from A to B. And that sort of will dovetail with the green passport concept, where you'll only be able to use up so many carbon credits by expending energy going from A to B. So there's at least five things they want to incorporate with your ID. But it's mainly social control and behavior. I don't think they are going to inject any graphene or anything under your skin. I just don't believe that. They don't need that. They just need you to be positively ID'd at all times and make it very difficult for you to go around without your ID and therefore go around the world or anywhere across the street without being able to be tracked and traced. And how are they going to do that? Well, if you don't have a phone, you're going to wear a device like a bracelet with RFID on it. And it's not going to be connected directly to every step you take, but any gate in society, like a doorway or just any checkpoint, even invisible checkpoints like stores, store entrances, you're going to have to check in. So you're constantly being tracked. That's the point. That is the point. And the only way you would agree to do that is if you were told that if you didn't do it, then you could make other people sick or yourself sick. So it's the threat of death, which is your health, that they're going to use as the lever to keep you completely ID'd at all time and tracked and traced and evaluated as another commodity for a country, or countries are disappearing anyway, but for your mega city or your mega region, they're just going to value you and see what your value's worth, and they're going to trade it and create derivatives around it, just like any other commodity or even a currency, whatever they're going to call the human being. Make you bondable, trade bonds on you, futures, options, all the securities that they use now for regular commodities. That's the point. I just don't buy into this graphene or the mRNA or DNA. It's all a distraction. It's all misdirection. They don't need any of these things. And technically, they don't really need to put anything other than saline in these needles. I can't believe that nobody has really done an expose on what's being injected. Surely somebody out there has done that. So maybe if you know of any videos where someone's actually done some kind of testing on what's in these quaxines, that would be valuable. But I bet you it's pretty much saline for the most part. I'm not sure I buy into any of the atrocity propaganda. Now, I know people that have become very ill, as in they've been poisoned, like food poisoning, same effect. But overall, I'm not sure for sure that people are just dropping dead. I'm not sure about those stories. I don't know anyone personally, so I'm not really sure. Okay, do we have any other? So we haven't had too many posts on fakeologist.com/forums too. I was thinking of actually shutting down the Discord text channels. I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback on that, negative feedback. But what if I just closed all these chat rooms because I can't really capture this stuff and made people use the forums? Does anyone have an opinion on that? Would anyone be against that? Should it be should I do a test? Just close it for 2 weeks, see what happens? What do you think? Give me your thoughts. Send your thoughts over here to, maybe we should start a thread. Let's take a look here. Maybe I should start a, see, I have a general chat here. I've got a sandbox, suggestion box. Nobody really has used this thing. So anyway, it looks like there's only 3 people online, 2 registered, me and the Google feed fetcher. So Google's here, and 1 guest. So maybe I should make this the place to look and not use the Discord. Let's see. Anyway. Just a thought. We're always tweaking the site, always trying to make it better. Let's quickly go to Twitter. I spend too much time on Twitter. Let's take a quick peek at my Twitter feed here. See what's going down. Let's see here. Let's see here. Yeah, they're pushing the COVID vaccination passport. It's almost a guarantee that they're going to bring this in somehow. Here we go. They're pumping the animals are catching COVIDs. No, you can't catch a virus. Cannot catch a virus. What else we got here? Human vibration, pumping the colors, purple. She loves her purple. She's got a lot of followers. Wow, let's hover over her. 32,000 followers. Third dose. Quebec offers third dose of COVID vaccine. Wow. Just keep pounding it in. Okay, the People's Media, that's an old one. Why did that pop back up? Okay, that's the one with John Tory. He didn't like that. Okay, here's John LeBon. How do the people who produced the Illuminati card game seem to make so many accurate predictions? Okay. Mark Friesen, who I've had on this show, got 22,000 followers. Very good. He says we can vote our way out of this. Don't vote for the old parties. So. Christine Massey. Christine Massey is submitting requests for Freedom of Information requests on whether the SARS-CoV-2 virus was isolated. All right. Here we go here. Jacinda. Jacinda Ardern, he or she is only 40 years old running New Zealand. What else we got here? This creepola here. This governor of New York State, my God, take a listen to this.
And we have to knock on those doors. And we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Just ghoulish. Ghoulish. That guy is the worst. Okay. Zuby is pretty good on Twitter. Oh, here we go. Here's the narrative again from our dummy in chief.
To everyone out there who is looking at our rising vaccination rates and saying, oh, it's great that everybody else is getting vaccinated. That means I won't have to. Think again. We're going to continue to live with COVID-19 as a world over the coming years until we eradicate this. And that means there will continue to be cases here and there, including in Canada, in the coming months. And those cases will be primarily amongst people who didn't get vaccinated or didn't get their second dose of vaccination.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And what they're doing is they're trying to gin up support and make the majority beg to have the unvaccinated isolated from society. That's how it's going to work. That's how it's going to work, for sure. All right, here. Let's hear Thug Ford here. What do you got to say?
We're very, very close to our target of 80% of the first doses. I think it was 79.6 or 7, so we'll be over that today. And then what I get really excited about is when I look at the numbers and I still see people getting their first dose.
All vaccines approved for use in Canada have been proven and they work. Well, no vaccine has been approved. They're all being used under emergency order and there's no proof that they work. The only thing, again, they claim to do is ameliorate or lessen the symptoms of the flu-like symptoms by 95%. That's all they claim to do. So they continue to lie. Dollar Vigilante, he just said he's got his video coming out tomorrow. It's always well worth the listen. Oh, here we go. Here's the governor of California. See, I'm just playing these so you can hear the synchronization.
Which is very encouraging. So last week, California saw a 16% increase in first doses being administered of the vaccine, which is very encouraging. That said, just 75% of eligible Californians have received one dose or more. As a consequence, we really got to go after the 25% that have so far refused for many different reasons to be vaccinated. And that's why today, 246,000 Californians that happen to be state employees will now be mandated to verify that they've been vaccinated, and if they have not, be tested. We also announced partnerships with our healthcare providers, including some of the largest hospitals, our dental community, dialysis community, that they will also begin to require the same testing if you haven't their verified vaccination. This is all around encouraging not just the public sector, but the private sector to get employees to get vaccinated, save lives, and end this pandemic once and for all.
Never going to end, by the way, because it's not about a virus, because viruses are not contagious. It's all about getting everyone ID 2020. That's what it's about. So then they can control everything about you. Your movements, your bank account, your social credit score, your green score, how much carbon you're exhaling, which is all more BS. That's what it's all about. So you can see how this feed is valuable, because I've got most of the people I don't like in my feed, like the governor of California, New York State. I've got Thug Ford, John Tory. They're all in here. They're all saying the same things. It's Monday, and this is what they're saying for Monday of the July 26th. Guarantee there is a 10-year playbook for what these guys are supposed to say. Here's Brian Lilly. Now, this guy is supposed to be an independent journalist, but of course, none of the journalists in Canada, except for maybe Canuck Law and myself, are independent, Kevin J. Johnson, because they're all being paid by the government and subsidized because their business model is long since dead. And here he is just going on with all the numbers. Now, I think these numbers are probably pretty accurate on Terrible. I really do think there's a high number of Ontarians that have got the vaccination, but I'm not sure. Whatever the case, he is definitely controlled opposition. He lives with the one of the government's PR people, I believe, or some kind of handler. So just cannot believe this guy whatsoever. All controlled opposition. So there's Cuomo. He's saying the same thing. Everyone's retweeting that guy. Let's see here. Allison McDowell. She's the one that we're... Let's just see what she has to say.
If you could understand things at the molecular level, like the world would completely change. That you could re-engineer the world and manifest it. This is at the scale of an electron microscope. So that's something that is beyond our current ability to perceive in the material world. But if you could access that molecular world and rebuild things molecule by molecule.
Let's go to France.
Theory goes back.
Okay, be quiet, Allison. We got to go to France now. We're moving quickly here. I heard there's at least one hospital in France that's closed because every one of the workers walked out, and doctors and nurses alike. So I guess maybe it's in Nice. So that's encouraging. Way to go, France. What do we got here? Now, this is another interesting thing. We're talking about the social credit score. Guess who developed the social credit system? I believe that is American technology. Now, they're just doing it in China because these people are compliant. And they don't have constitutionally guaranteed rights. So they're less likely to buck the system in China. But this is an American system. So every time you hear it's the Chinese, no, it's the Americans, it's the British, Anglo-American Empire that has created China. So they're the ones that have developed all these systems. They just have a much more compliant society because of their one-party authoritarian regime. But who created this regime? The Anglo-American Empire. This is what they want for here. And that's an old story, I believe. That is an old story. Bye-bye, Royal Caribbean. Yeah, this... all the new rules coming in. This is going to just develop over the next couple of years. All part of the plan. Yeah, you could spend your whole life on Twitter. That's unbelievable. It's really, really addictive, obviously. Literally unlimited microblogging. All right, let's take a quick look in the chat. All right, nothing really here. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap it up, guys. It's been going for about 55 minutes, about an hour. May not be the most interesting show tonight, but sometimes we got to do a little editing and a little bit of blog maintenance on the fly. So I figured might want to take a look and see what I'm looking at. We're going to wrap it up. I've got tons more material to look at. Let me just show you my Feedly screen here. I'm going to show this to you guys. This is one thing I've told you is a really good way to read blogs. I'll go to my Feedly. So take a look at this. This is how I read tons of blogs at once. Right now you're looking at Feedly. So what I do is I organize on this side the different levels of reads. I've got top reads, must reads, YouTube, my Fakeologist feeds. I've got forums that I read. All kinds of stuff. So I usually stick to the top reads. Now over here, I bring in Twitter feeds. So because Twitter is it's hard to follow people on Twitter because all the feeds are mixed up into one timeline. If you want to make sure you don't miss a person's tweet, you can just bring in their feed into Feedly. Now this part is a paid service to bring in a Twitter feed. But if you click on here, this is all the feeds from Canuck Law, who calls herself Babylon Beaver on Twitter. So I can see all the tweets that she has made or have linked to her. Very, very good stuff. Okay, so if I go down here, and I just skip around even my own top list here. I don't even read all these because I basically forget. So here's some comments. I can pull in the comments from Canuck Law. It's another way. Comment on the next... Da, da, da. Okay. So I can read the comments from her blog, the recent comments. Even though this number is wrong, it says there are 9... Well, there were 9, now they're gone. So comments for another blog I read. So it said there were 3, but now it doesn't show any. So if I see all articles, let's see here. 60% of doctors refuse the jab. So this is how I read stuff. Here's the green crow as the crow flies. So I read her blog via Feedly. And you can see it's mainly just text. It just makes things much more quick. The scream. Primal screen therapy. Sometimes, here's another one. Helen of Destroy. She's interesting. Interesting woman. She hangs out with Harry Vox. Okay. If you click on here, that'll bring up her BitChute channel. There you go there. strange looking people, these two guys.
Nothing.
Except for the drool soaked toy you must return within 72 hours.
Smart children will rent their toys from the rich children.
And they will learn how to slough off the spike proteins left over by their poorer brethren.
Cleans your spit off the toys before they play with them.
It's only natural.
Before playing with the penises of the billionaires.
That is also only natural.
This is a new world order.
Nobody said they were normal. That's for sure. There's some strange people there. All right. So that's my Feedly. So that's another really good way to read your material, read your blogs. Americans are the Indians now. Yeah, actually, Kevin Annette said this same concept. We're all on the reserve now. The inability of the Indians to band together against the invading Europeans presages the inability of the posterity of the American Revolution to stand together against the multiple waves of... Okay, here we go. So, yeah, anyway, this is another great way. That's Vox Populi, another blog that I really enjoy. Okay, if you like this blog, fakeologist.com/donate. And you can use crypto, you can use PayPal, you can mail me. Yes, the mailbox is still open at Vox Victor 33, 14 Bravo, 1822 Whites Road, Pickering, Ontario. Lima 1 Victory, 0 Bravo 1 in Canada. You can subscribe that away. And really shout out again to all my recent donors. Really appreciate it. Some recommended listening. We did 6.5 hours last Saturday on the Fakeologist audio chat with Rick Rollo, An Ounce of Salt, Benoit, Jan Eric. It was a real Forest Valley, really good audio. Lots of gems in there. Lots of comments on that one too, actually. Just, how do you find the audio chats, you ask? You can go to the right side here if you would like and scroll down to categories. I'll just do a quick search for category. Go to category, click here, and audios and audio chats. Click there, and then the page will load up. And you will see all the audio chats. So there is the Rick and Rollo Show. 24 replies. A lot of replies on that one. Oh, Fake Ache was on the show too. And that was many, many hours. So take a look. Getting lots of comments. 24 replies on this one as well. Getting lots, generating lots of interest. No replies on that one. Interesting. No replies on that one. This is before I opened up the comments. So check it out, guys. There's lots of content on the site. And anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to sign off for Monday, July 26, 2021, 10:01 in the p.m. Eastern, Daylight Savings Time. Thanks for checking in with me. And have a good night. Take care.